Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. You know, people think that things and events just happen happenstance during their lifetime. And that's what they want, most want to believe that. They really want to believe that things that come out the blue, like economic crashes and bank rip-offs and rewards for the bank for plundering people, are all quite natural. And that people in the high places are working so hard to try and ensure that they get things sorted out for their own benefit at the bottom. They are domesticated. That's a domesticated species. They're taught to play and be very happy. Never look at the negative. Always look at the positive. And that's what the New Age, of course, is for as well. New Agers are the best conditioned people that I've ever met. They really turn away when they hear anything negative at all. It's part of their training and part of their belief system that somehow by thinking about negative things, they'll make them happen. So they concentrate on wonderful things about their next cup of cappuccino and stuff like that, you know, all pretty things. It makes them very, very happy and secure. But it doesn't stop the train from coming along the track behind them as they're looking the other way. And that's their tough luck. They're the perfectly conditioned. Part of that, remember, too, is a choice. In fact, most things in life are choices. In fact, even accepting the status quo and the bank rip-offs and voting and all, that's our choice, isn't it, really? No one forces you to go. Well, some countries that do make you go and vote or you get fined. And they were trying that to talk about that in Canada a few years back, and they didn't put it through. But most people really are believing that everything's really on the up and up, and no one saw the things that come down or the latest catastrophe coming down or anything else. It's all just happenstance, and people make decisions at the time to cope with crises that pop up at the time. And nothing, of course, is further from the truth at all. Nothing at all. And the more you read of history, the more you see the machinations of planning, long-term planning, and that's what the world is really about, and those who govern the world, and even those who govern your country, it's long-term planning. Now, those who are put into office to govern your country, they belong to various associations before they're picked to make sure they're yes men or women and they'll do their bits. And they have their pet projects because they're given a list of pet things to believe in, like hate the people and depopulate the people and the people are scumbags and stuff like that. And they have their very pretty names about them, organization for the blah, 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 and so on. So the public never really catch on what they're talking about. Most folk want to comply, and they don't want to cause ripples. And because they're thoroughly clueless as to what's happening in the world and the real reasons for things, they look for other people and see what they're doing about it. And if it's, well, what can you do? I signed it and paid it, you know. So they go along the same path, and that's the majority of the public. So there is a truth, you see, that there are a lot of useless people out there, because they've never used their brains at all in their entire lives. They are the perfectly conditioned. Perfectly conditioned. And they will go to the voting booths the next time and they'll vote for the usual party because dad did or whoever did and that's the one that you vote for. And when it comes out later that their favorite party leader is actually a covert member of the other party and always has been, it doesn't really change. As long as he wears the right badges and colours, they'll vote for him. So you can't help these people. And you never could help these people. And you would kill yourself trying to convert them like some kind of evangelical preacher with facts and information. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to know. They don't want to investigate for themselves either, no matter what depth of paper you leave lying on their desks with all the data on what's happening in the world. They really don't want to know, and they're afraid to know. They really are afraid. See, there's a thing about knowing about how things work. Knowing changes you completely forever. You know that. Even those who don't want to know, the one thing they do know is if they understand what's happening, it will make them change. It will make them change. It will make them have to decide about things for the first time in their lives. They've never made decisions for themselves before. They've been happy in a little managed socialist bubble where news media tells them what to think and what to do. So they like that little safe bubble, even though all the signs around them should tell them it's getting very unsafe out there. And nasty thank things are planned for them. But no, most will go along with it. You'll see these old documentaries of people being slaughtered in previous wars, you know, rounded up in big batches, and whether it's Soviet or German, make no difference, because all countries do it, by the way, in wartime. You'll see them lined up in a big batch, and maybe four guys with rifles standing there. And these were single-shot rifles. You had to cock at the bolts and push it back to reload it again. So there's maybe 100 folks standing to the side there who've just seen 5 of their own being told to run into a trench, and then these 4 guys with the rifles, or 5 guys, shoot them, and they fall down. And then an officer tells the next 5 to hurry up and run into that trench. Now, to be honest with you, I think I'd get a clue what was going to happen to me if I ran and obeyed them and went into that trench. But you see, people live in utter denial right to the bitter end. They go into a stage of, this is a civilization, this cannot happen to me, therefore it is not happening to me, and something will happen at the last split second. Everyone from that batch of people, at 5 at a time that go in there, are thinking the same thing. None of them run away. None of them storm the 4 or 5 guys with their rifles. I've seen quite a few documentaries like this. And it's because obedience to authority is drummed into them. Obedience to authority, especially uniforms. Therefore they obey. They're afraid not to obey. It's no different from the parking ticket to getting shot in the head. They're afraid not to obey. And that's what happens. They get killed, you see. And there's a good book out there. It's actually called Obedience to Authority, where scientists go into all the different techniques and mechanisms that make us obey and how we're trained to obey authority. Now, it's all very well when authority is there, as it was many, many years ago, with very little authority behind it, by the way, to keep the basic peace. All of that's changed in the New World Order, and it is a New World Order since all the bigwigs have told us that. It's a New World Order where science has risen to the top, all the socialist ideas of science, the Fabian techniques, including population control. It's all the rage now, and shortly it'll be on everyone's lips out there, even the ones who are into denial. They'll start prattling about it too, and they'll prattle exactly what they say verbatim on the media and from the papers. They'll have no opinions from their own. That will become their opinion, whatever their favorite news speaker is saying.